Ah, they say the best is always last. This is Amy Labota back here at EAA Air Venture 2011, and I have with me a crew from Medicine on the Move. Medicine on the Move is based in Ghana, which is in West Africa. Everybody go get out their maps, take a look. I know, you got to think about it for a second. Where is West Africa? Today I have Melissa Pemberton, I have Patricia Mawuli, and I have Rex Pemberton as well with me. They are all part of a project that's going on in Ghana. And Melissa and Rex are also multi-talented individuals. Melissa's name you know because she is an air show performer. Rex also works with her in that mode, but he also does photography, particularly film. And there's one of his products going on tonight, so we'll talk about that as well. Patricia is the first female certificated Ghanaian pilot. Is that correct, Patricia?
Well, we will say the national pilot's license.
Yes, with a national Ghanaian pilot's license. And how is it you came to get that?
Well, it's a long story on its own, but I basically started pulling out tree stamps and became a pilot. That's a great story, and it's a long one. I mean, people who are interested, I'll still be around. I'll be walking around. I can tell the whole story, but for right now, it's a long story to tell.
Well, it's a long way to come from pulling tree stumps to becoming a pilot, but I believe it has to do with your passion.
Yes, I guess so. I guess so as well, because I never will imagine I'll become a pilot and an engineer as well, because I'm the first certified Rotax engineer as well, the first female in
and
the whole world.
I'll translate a little bit, because engineer is a very British term. Here in the United States, engineer is somebody who goes to school to design airplanes or things like that. But in the rest of the world, engineers are airframe and power plant mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And they work on the engines and they work on the airplanes. And that is just terrific that you've got both the piloting side of it and the engineering side of it. Now, you're a Rotax engineer, which is convenient because you're using a lot of Rotax products in Africa, is that not correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And for us, Rotax is the most reliable engine we can get because we operate in a much more hostile terrain, and we need something which is reliable because we can't afford a mistake.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's dusty. It's dirty. It's wet. Particularly in Ghana when the rains come. Yeah.
Oh yeah, a mess all over the place. So for us, Rotax. I mean, right now we haven't had any engine failures. Reliable every now and then. We have people say good things about them. We are the dealers for the whole of West Africa. So for us, we trust them.
Yeah, I can imagine that's true. Melissa, how did you and Rex get involved with Medicine on the Move? Can you tell me?
I would be happy to. I actually got an email from Jonathan, who is the founder of Medicine on the Move. He took his family to Ghana something like 15 years ago, and he took his light support aircraft with him, and I just had a passion for it. He called West Africa, it's like Alaska without the snow for pilots. And so,
that's a great description.
Absolutely. So he is teaching the young women out there to be pilots and mechanics. And Patricia was watching some of my YouTube videos. I'm an airshow pilot, as you know. And she watched me flying the Edge around and got excited. And Jonathan and her sent me over an email titled Inspiration to Africa. And he went on to tell me Patricia's story of walking out of the bush one day asking for a job, going from pulling tree stumps to becoming a pilot. And I was just so blown away that me and Rex decided, let's hop a plane and go to Africa and spend a month filming these people.
That is amazing. Now, I've seen outtakes of some of the filming you've done, Rex. Talk
nice.
A little about what it was like to be in one of those ultralight and also some Zenith, all experimental aircraft they're working with.
Yeah, they are. They're all light aircraft, but they're great aircraft for the application that they're doing and the job that they're doing out there. You know, take off short, land short, and run on the Rotax engines, and they're not using an enormous amount of fuel because resources are hard to come by in West Africa. Filming out of these aircraft was really interesting. I mean, because You have a lot of thermal activity because it's warm and it's so tropical in Ghana. You're bumping around left, right and centre. So to try and film air-to-air footage of the two aircrafts flying together was pretty hard. Hard for the pilots, but I think, you know, I had my job cut out for me trying to keep that lens steady as well.
I can only imagine. And there's no gyroscope in the world that's going to take those kinds of bumps out, is there?
No. And I was shooting all handheld from those planes. You know, normally you'll see in the movies and you'll see in these high production documentaries that they'll have a gyro cam and it'll be perfectly smooth footage. In The Calling, the film that I made, it's not perfectly smooth, but it reflects the environment that we're in. So
yeah, that's exciting. And what's even more exciting is that EAAers can actually see that film. Where can they see it?
They can. We're screening the film in the Skyscrape Theatre, which is in the EAA Museum, and it's on Friday. Friday
terrific.
At 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock.
Ah.
And Jonathan and Patricia will both be there.
Terrific.
It's a great opportunity to come and watch their operation, kind of get the inspirational story behind how the operation started and also meet the people behind it.
Well, now, and that's where the catch is. We really haven't discussed where the words medicine on the move came from. You say Jonathan got there, he was inspired, he was flying, he started this aviation academy for girls.
Yes.
But the reason he wanted to use the airplanes is why? What does an airplane do for him in Ghana that other modes of transportation can't do? I mean, it's not that big a country.
No, and I'll let Patricia emphasize on this some more, but you want to tell them about the lake?
Yeah. Well, you first ask how medicine on the move, where the word came from. Well, it all started when Matthew's son was involved in a road accident. Mm-hmm. And it was really difficult time. He broke a lot of his bones and they couldn't find the appropriate things to fix him in Ghana. And he was flown to the UK. And on his hospital bed, he decided that, well, we can't wait for the missions to come, but they had to start something like that. And that's how Medicine on the Move actually started.
Yeah, there's the largest man-made lake in the world is in Ghana, but that lake has something like 1.2 or 1.3 million people that live around it, not in large cities, and access to get to hospitals is very difficult. They're very remote, and by having seaplanes legalized, it becomes one large highway to all of these different villages. And the Medicine on the Move, the idea of it is to go in and teach things like basic first aid, teaching prevention. Don't drink the water that causes disease. Purify the water. If you have a cut, clean it, because you wouldn't believe how many little cuts lead to things as bad as amputations and death when all it had to do was be cleaned. So the mission is really to teach, as Jonathan would describe it, the mundane, not the exciting, not the glamorous, but to teach the very essential, very basic first aid that's going to save so many lives and make such a huge difference.
Excellent.
I mean, if you take, let me come in here a second, if you take just a small wound, what they know is in the village is to put in cow dung.
Oh.
Into the wound.
Okay.
And so these people, not that they are stupid, but just that they haven't been exposed, they don't have the opportunities. So just to give them a little bit of health education.
It makes a huge difference. The difference between, you know, hydrogen peroxide or even just clean water and soap and cow dung.
Yes.
Well,
and whether you're going to get an infection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the really interesting one is the other one is they put brake fluid into a fresh wound.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't help things at all.
No.
With the organization, as you know about the school, we have the school for the girls, and once the girls graduate from the school, they have the option of sticking around and working with Medicine on the Move as pilots, as mechanics, and it's in the slow process of growing, and ultimately we'd like to have a clinic of our own at the field, at Pong, so that whenever there are patients that may need more long-term care or need to, like kids that are going to be playing in the mud, so you need to get them into a clean environment where they don't have to worry about cleaning it 20 times a day.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so they'll have the clinic built eventually, and they currently have two 801s, that Zenith 801s, that they're putting together to be air ambulances, one on floats and one on wheels, so that they can transport those patients.
Terrific. And then they've got the ultralights for training.
Yeah.
as well, my understanding is they're beginning to hook up with some other women in different aspects of aviation in Ghana and also throughout Africa. Is that not correct? Through Women in Aviation International and Women African Aviators. And there's going to be a conference, I believe, at the end of September. I know that there's information about it on the Women in Aviation website, WAI.org.
Yeah, I think, I don't know details about that. I know I'm speaking there, but I think it's going to be an opportunity for youngsters who are interested in aviation to go there and discuss matters concerning airplanes and get involved. And me, for instance, I want to go and talk to other experienced pilots. I mean, Melissa is a real inspiration to me, and she is my role model. She doesn't know that anyway, but she is one of my role models. And for me to be able to go to such a conference and to share ideas and to gain something is a really nice thing, because when you take Ghana, not a lot of people want to get involved in aviation because they consider it as a high risk thing.
And I think you're showing them, particularly with the fine aircraft that you're building right there on site and maintaining right there on site, that it can be a very safe, very efficient, and sometimes life-saving way of transporting people.
Yeah, and the other thing is Ghana gets a lot of floods as well. With the rains coming in, a lot of communities get flooded. For instance, one of the villages we work with recently lost everything they had because of this flood, and everything was gone. And so for this, I mean, if they understand what airplanes can be used for, they will come a long way to like it. And I mean, our authorities as well will give us less hassle, because at the moment we fight a lot to just get things done.
Oh, absolutely. But in the case of a flood, there you are. You can do disaster relief on the spot. You can get there when no one else can.
Yeah,
they've done demonstrations with, if, for instance, if you can't get in there with the seaplanes because the trees are in the way from the flooding or the runways are taken out, they've done demonstration bag drops, dropping rice and dropping medication and supplies to the villages.
That is terrific. Where can they find you here on the field?
Well, we are the Zenith booth.
Ah, excellent, at the Zenith booth. So go over to the Zenith booth and take a look at Medicine on the Move. Patricia, thank you so much for coming today. Melissa and Rex, great to see you again. Friday at 10 a.m. at the museum, you can see the film.
Yep.
And that's a wrap for us today. We'll see you tomorrow.